This is a recording for the Maria Barona teleconference with iAdvise, Friday, October 28th, 2016, scheduled for 10 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Chantel, and I will be your operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Fibra Inn conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. I will now turn this conference over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks. You may begin.
Good morning to our participants today, and as always, thank you for your continued interest in Fibra Inn. Today, we will be reviewing and discussing the company's third quarter results as per the earnings report issued yesterday. This report, as well as the accompanying presentation, is available in the Investor Relations section on our website. This information was also provided via email to our distribution list and to the media for wide dissemination. If possible, please follow the presentation for a clear understanding of our results. I want to mention that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. If you turn to slide 2 of the presentation, we have outlined the specific agenda for the call, which will review highlights, distribution, and yield, as well as offer a brief review of the acquisitions and property developments during the quarter. We will then go over the operational and financial highlights before concluding the presentation and moving on to your questions. Guiding you through this presentation from Fibra Inn, we are pleased to have with us our speakers, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. They will be covering the information described in the agenda. Thank you again for your kind attention, and I will turn on the call over Mr. Calvillo.
Thank you, Julissa, and good morning, everyone. We have a lot to share with you today, as it was a very, very busy and active quarter for the company. Today, however, I want to focus on four highly important events for Fibra Inn. Two of them actually took place after the close of the third quarter. However, they are extremely significant in terms of the company's strategy. As such, I believe they are worth discussing in today's call. First, during the quarter, the company reached a record distribution and dividend yield of 25.12 cents per certificate and 8.4 respectively, which are the highest in Fibra Inn's history. The total distribution was 110.5 million pesos. This is outstanding news for us and for our holders, and it's very encouraging as it reflects the potential we have for generating consistently strong results. The second item is that we also reached record operating indicators. This was a result of the solid as well as consistent performance of the company, highlighting the effort we have placed on operating efficiency at each of the properties. In terms of same stores, during the quarter, we obtained some very solid results in 39 comparable properties. This includes an 18.9 increase in room revenue, another historic high for the company in terms of occupancy, reaching 64.6% for the quarter. If we exclude the effect of room additions, occupancy reached 64.9%. In terms of the average daily rate, this indicator remains strong, increasing 6.1% and reaching 1,129.3 pesos. RevPAR also reached record levels at 729.5 pesos. This figure was 733.4 when excluding additional rooms. In terms of revenues, we continue to also demonstrate continuing growth as we benefit from better market performance in the northern region of the country, as well as some central locations, which continue to be driven by the strength of Mexico's industrial and manufacturing sectors combined with our strong leadership. This brings to me to the comment on the significant increase we experienced in terms of room revenues, which grew by 42.1 for the quarter. This was driven by same-store sales, which contributed approximately 18.9 of this increase, and the remaining 23.2 was driven by the portfolio growth. This increase highlights all the hard work and determination of our commercial and sales areas, which seek to replace business traveler guests whose demand is lower due to the summer vacation season with available leisure travelers. Likewise, and due to solid administrative management, the company was able to lower operating costs as a percentage of revenues by 160 basis points, reaching 63.5 and an NOI margin of 36.5. This net operating income margin, I just mentioned, was 1.6 percentage points higher than the 34.9 figure we reached in the same quarter of the previous year. This is an outstanding improvement for a quarter that is typically impacted by business seasonality. The third point, and one we have been discussing quite a bit, is a proposal for the internalization of the advisory services. On October the 4th, FIRAIN called an extraordinary shareholders meeting to propose internalizing the management of the trust via the early termination of the advisory contract with Asesor Activos Prisma. This will be mutually agreed among FIRAIN and the advisor, whereby the functions that the later currently conduct will be absorbed by FIRAIN. Among other things, the employees that currently work for the advisor will be transferred over to the FIRAIN. The monetary compensation proposed for the early termination of this contract would be 143 million pesos, plus an additional 50 million payment for the fees generated by the strategic hotel acquisition pipeline project that will also be absorbed by FIRAIN. This payment would be 70% in certificates and 30% in cash. As such, FIRAIN will request approval to issue this additional certificate at this meeting. This issuance will be solely for the purpose and will represent a one-time dilution of approximately 2.7%. The compensation for the internalization will be paid in a performance basis after 3 years with a 2-year lock-up period, and compensation for the fees generated under the strategic hotel acquisition pattern will be paid during the end of the following 3 years depending on the amount of binding agreements, but up to 50 million pesos. The certificate paid will have a lock-up period that will end on January 2022. The original value for the advisor is equivalent to a multiple of 7.18 times EBITDA, with an IR of 25.2 in the most pessimistic scenario. Green Street Advisors was hard to determine this value, as we believe they have a strong reputation for being independent and knowledgeable on these relations and with experience in internalization. Likewise, the amount for the additional monetary compensation is equivalent to a 50% of the present value of the estimated fees generated by the services provided to third parties under the Strategic Hotel Acquisition Pipeline Initiative, calculated with a 10% discount rate and limited to 2.7 billion pesos in total investment, of which FIRAIN will contribute up to 670 million pesos approximately. Assuming this internalization is approved, it will become effective on January the 1st of 2017. I just want to comment on the benefits of this implementation. For starters, the advisory fee is eliminated, which means lower administrative costs, which will not increase at the same rate as the company's assets of the company growth. The estimated shareholder distribution of 2017 has the potential to reach up to 9.3% if we also include the benefits of the strategic hotel acquisition pipeline initiative. On the strategic side, this internalization will mean the alignment of interest within the company, as we capitalize on the strength of the working team at a lower cost. And we acknowledge the market's preference for an internally managed REIT, which is what FIRAIN will become, making the FIRAIN more attractive investment. In addition to this internalization proposal, we are also including other changes aimed at having stronger corporate governance. The most important ones are to propose the majority of independent members to comprise the technical committee, and the creation of a new investment committee that will absorb the responsibilities currently carried out by the advisor. We ask that all holders participate in this meeting on November 11th in order to cast their vote on this matter, crucial for the future evolution of Mexican REITs in Mexico. And the fourth and final item is the reinitiation of the local debt program, which was announced on October 19th. As such, FIRAIN issued 1 billion pesos in debt certificates under a program that is approved for up to 5 billion pesos. Miguel, our CFO, will discuss more details on this in a few minutes. All these items support FIRAIN's defined and solid strategy and are aimed at aligning interests, improving transparency, and reflecting our commitment with our investors. The bond issuance permit us to continue growth at a lower cost, while our internalization is aimed at improving our attractiveness as an investment. We consider these tests necessary in solidifying our strain at this time, but they are also evidence of our willingness and determination to continue improving, to be recognized always as best in class. That said, let's move on to distributions and dividends on slide 6. The technical committee approved a total dividend distribution of 110.5 million pesos. This is a 40.2% increase over the total distribution for the same quarter of 2015, an historic high for a company, as I previously mentioned. This represents a distribution per certificate of 25 cents, 0.12 for a quarter and an 8.7% dividend yield when considering the closing price for a quarter of 11.59 pesos per certificate. Please turn to slide 8. To begin our review of the hotel acquisition activity for the period, on August 4th, CUN signed a binding agreement for the acquisition of the Best Western Valle Real Hotel located in Monterrey. This is the 14th global brand to be included in the portfolio. This property was titled and payment was made this past October 17th. The total investment, which was paid with the proceeds of the bank loan, was of approximately 67 million pesos, plus corresponding taxes, acquisition rate expenses, and value-added tax. We have a total of 85 rooms. The Best Western by Rapp operates in the limited service segment and has a 2015 period cap rate of 9.6. The hotel is operated by C-Rain's hotel manager and is a strategic acquisition for many reasons, mainly its potential for synergies as well as prime location, which makes it a candidate for high growth potential. Let's move to slide 9. Then on August 15, payment entitlement took place for the courtyard by Marriott Chihuahua Hotel. The total investment was $234.4 million plus related expenses and taxes. This select service hotel, which has 150 rooms and is operated by the hotel operator, is another strategic acquisition for FIRAIN due to its prime location. Located in northern Mexico in the city of Chihuahua, a site of highly industrial and manufacturing activity, the hotel is built in the main corridor that is currently experiencing active real estate development with nearby retail stores, apartments, and office buildings. In addition, this is the first and only Marriott hotel in the area. Thus, it will be the only Marriott choice in the area for the time being. Regarding the portfolio, we turn to slide 10. We have included a summary of the portfolio as it was at the end of the quarter as compared to the third quarter of 2015. This quarter, FIRAIN reached 43 hotels in the portfolio. 42 were in operation and one was under a binding agreement. As we mentioned, we added 14 global brands this quarter in addition to the 5 local brands. This brings us to a total of 7,112 rooms, an increase of 874 rooms compared to 6,238 rooms in the comparable quarter. Currently, we have no hotels under construction. FIRAIN is present in 4 market segments: limited, select, full, and extended stay throughout 15 Mexican states. Additionally, the strategic hotel acquisition pipeline has only one property under development, the JW Marriott Monterrey, at this time. So as you can see, we have been extremely active in the consistent improvement and strengthening of the company. I thank you for your attention. I know it was a lot to go over, so at this point, I will turn the call over to Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, for the operational and financial review.
Good morning, everyone. Let's turn to the review of the revenues on total on slide 12. Total revenues for the FIBRA reached 471.2 million pesos, which is a 39.7% increase over the figure reported in the third quarter of 2015. 95.2% of this amount was comprised of room revenues and 4.8% was from rental revenues. By segment, as you can see on the slide, the proportions remain consistent with those of last year. Please go to slide 13 as we discuss the quarterly income statement. As I just mentioned, total revenue rose by 39.7% compared to the third quarter 2015. Operating expenses equaled 63.5% as a percentage of revenue to reach an NOI of 37.5% for the quarter. Moving down the table to the adjusted EBITDA, this amount was 147.7 million pesos, equivalent to a 31.4% margin, compared to the 28.3% margin of third quarter 2015. Interest expense of this third quarter was 33.4 million pesos when compared to the 3.9 million pesos of income of same quarter last year. This increase was due to the interest paid of the bank loans. Net income for the quarter reached 46.1 million pesos or a 9.8% net margin. Net income versus third quarter 2015 rose by 5.8%. FFO was 116.6 million pesos, a 28.5% increase when compared to the 90.7 million pesos reported in third quarter 2015. The FFO margin reached 24.7% during the quarter on a review. Finally, as Oscar mentioned, you can see that the distribution to holder was equivalent to 20.512 cents per certificate for an annualized dividend yield of 8.4%, which Oscar already went over earlier in the presentation, was a record high, both the distribution and the yield. Turning on page 14 for the balance sheet discussion, PBRN held 333.5 million pesos in cash and 378.1 million pesos in recoverable value-added tax. There is a remaining balance that is in the process of being refunded by the Mexican tax authority. The company's nominal bank loans were 325.6 million pesos at September 30, 2016. Short-term banking loans for 10.5 million pesos were registered, corresponding to accrued interest at that date from the debt issuance, accrued coupons from derivative instruments, as well as commissions payable from the bank loan. Long-term bank loans were 325.6 million pesos, corresponding to the bank loan balance minus amortizable expenses during the life of the loan. PBRN presents a 24.1% loan-to-value ratio as of September 30, 2016. As we mentioned earlier, on October 19, PBRN issued 1 billion pesos as part of the reinitiation of the bond program. This second issuance of the program, which took place in one tranche, will pay interest every 28 days at a variable rate of TF 28 plus 130 basis points for a five-year term, and the principal will be paid at maturity. Identical to the first issuance, Fitch Ratings gave this a AA minus local rating, and HR Ratings rated it at AA plus on a local scale. This transaction was successfully oversubscribed about 1.3 times. It's important to mention that the use of proceeds includes the payment of 350 million pesos of current bank debt, replacing it with longer term and lower cost of debt that will start to be reflected in the last quarter of the year, as well as for investments in hotels, mainly the ones currently in the portfolio, and of course for new hotels. That's all for now. In the same time, the closing remarks.
Thank you, Miguel. My comments now are brief, and I just want to remind you of the extraordinary shareholders meeting on November 11th, where we will put up for vote several proposals that were just discussed, including the internalization and modifications to the corporate governance parameters that are important to the development of the FIBRA. We ask all shareholders to attend or to vote via proxy. If you have any questions on this matter or you require additional information, please contact us or refer to the website where we have posted related documents under the Investor Relations section. Thank you again for your attention, and operator, may you please move to the Q&A session, please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phones now. Once again, to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Our first question will come from Miramar Torreblanca, UBS.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I have two questions. The first one is if you could comment on your occupancy levels. They were very good this quarter, and I was hoping you could give us some more color on what you expect for the rest of the year and what you expect for next year. What would you think is a stabilized level for your portfolio? Do you think that maybe you are in a peak and this could potentially go down eventually, or are you fairly confident that this level is something that can be sustained? And then the second one is on average daily rates. How much higher do you think you can push those rates, and are you seeing any impact from the recent strength in the peso?
Yeah, regarding the first question, I'm Oscar Cavillo, CEO. We're currently talking to the general managers of hotels throughout the country, and so far they believe that they can continue growing, if not almost the 20% that we've done in the last years, at least continue with a double digit, no? And for example, this month of October, we are surpassing our budget, no? And they don't see any, the demand is slowing. That's in the main hotel corridors that we have. So far, so good. No, I'm being very carefully looking over and asking many people how they see. No, I'm talking with the people which are in the and developers in the for industrial buildings in Chihuahua and in Monterrey and so forth, and they say they have a really good backlog. They are making lots of quotes for people for new or request for proposals. So I anticipate that they will continue a good performance. No? We anticipate that the demand for extra products in the United States will remain. We think that the U.S. economy, which is quite important for us in a performance in most of the markets that we are, that this is going to continue, and that there's not going to be any effect for the political issues in the United States. No? So far, we believe that we can sustain those occupancies. We still have some hotels that still are not performing in the occupancy level that they should. The several ones that they recently opened, the Corte Romero in Chihuahua, the one in Coatzacoalcos, and two hotels that we just finished the remodeling. So we still have room for improvement on those hotels, improve their performance. And usually you can either improve the occupancy or improve the ADR. So we always just try to see what it will be the best in which we can increase revenue. Sometimes it's either you can increase ADR, sometimes you can increase occupancy levels, no? And this depends in different markets. Some places we already have, we are achieving extremely good occupancy, so therefore your chances there to increase ADRs, no? Some hotels are being performing extremely well in both, either one and the other, so they will just remain as they are, so because they are really outperforming their competitors widely. So in those ones, we cannot expect them to continue increasing more, no? So overall, the portfolio, we believe next year that we will continue, if not in a 10, in double digits, nearly to the double digit growth in the same store performance hotels.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, as a quick reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1. On your touchtone phones now. Once again, to ask a question, please press *1 on your touchtone phone now. Our next question will come from Pablo Duarte at Denver.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for the call and congratulations on the strong results. So the authority has not yet approved the repurchase of CB5 yet. My question is if Ibrahim's internalization is approved next month, would you still be considering the purchase of CBSI?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Of course, we will consider doing the right move when the circumstances are. We do have a portfolio which is undervalued according to NAV, which is the case right now. Then instead of buying more properties, it sometimes makes more sense for an accretive value to the shareholders, do the opposite. Let's say we sell a property which is performing really good in a really good basis as a value, and then we repurchase certificate with that money. And of course we will increase the value because we can have a better value of a hotel outside what we do than what is being valued implicitly by the value of the certificate. The thing is, we are under, compared to the regular SAP companies or C corporations, which they can repurchase their shares, we still need pending authorization for do that, which we are seeking importantly together strong throughout all the FIBRAs and also ourselves, because we believe this is a way to increase value. That's the proper way to do in the circumstances. Now, that's what usually U.S. REITs do when they have lower valuation of what the properties are outside. When it means when the NAV is higher than the
FIBRAs, as Oscar mentioned. So that we expect that this should happen soon, and of course we were willing to do this. What Oscar mentioned, huh?
Okay, perfect. Once again, congratulations on the results.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phones now. Well, at this time, we have no further questions in the queue. I would like to turn this conference back over to Mr. Calvia for closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for participating today and your continuous interest in as Lucette mentioned, we look forward to having most of our investors in our shareholder meeting on November 11th, which is a very important issue that's going to be approved or decided at that moment. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This conference has now ended. You may disconnect your phone lines and have a great rest of the week. Thank you.